Welcome to Underground Philly, a place where we talk about all the sports you want to hear. MLS, NHL, high school sports, and more. Tune in to Underground Philly for the coverage you won't get anywhere else.
Much better than in Portland. I think we're gonna stick to the plan. We're gonna believe what we're doing as a team, and I think it was a pretty good game, except those two mistakes we made.
Lost the ball into the area, but Matt doesn't get it. Oh, it's an open goal and a goal.
Hello and welcome to this. This is a recap edition of Underground Philly, and we're gonna look at the Philadelphia Union versus the Colorado Rapids, and that is a little bit of audio that you heard from the post-game press conference. And that is Coach Peter Novak saying that, except for a couple mistakes, he really thought that the Union played well. Which the offense, you know, it showed some signs of life, but I still don't think it's anything that the Union can be proud of. I mean, you know, they were up a man for most of the second half, and they only scored one goal. And they let Colorado score when they were down a man, and they let Colorado score two times in about 6 minutes. And not only did they let them score two times in 6 minutes, I really, quite frankly, think that Zach McMath should have had both shots stopped, especially the first shot. I mean, you're a starting goalie at this point now. I know it's a little earlier than you expected, but that's a shot that you have to stop. I mean, when the ball gets lofted in like that, and you don't get your hand, I mean, you get your hands on it, but you don't hold on to it. I mean, if you're not going to hold on to it, you've got to punch it out of the area. You cannot let it just bounce off of your gloves and to the foot of a Colorado player. I mean, you can't do that. And the result in the end was that first goal that we just heard the audio from as well. And I mean, I know it was a mistake, and you know, I understand that McMath is going to make mistakes, but you know, after 7 undefeated games last season, I really thought that he was going to play better than he has in the first two games. I mean, the Union have allowed the most goals in the first two games. At this point last season, we had allowed no goals through the first two games. We had scored the same amount, although with all the you know, changes that have occurred up front, you would think that, at least according to Peter Novak, we should have scored more. I mean, obviously, Sebastian Ledeau is gone, but Pahoy is up there. Danny Mwanga is supposed to be stepping up. Thankfully, we paid all that money for Roger Torres to come in as a very, very expensive substitute. Freddie Adu is not with the team currently because he is, of course, at the Olympic training. I have no idea why Novak did what he did in the offseason, but after what he did, I really expected better results in the first two games. And a 3-1 loss on the road against Portland in the rain and those horrible conditions, you know, all right, I'll give you one pass, but just one. The opening game at PPL Park, you got to do better than that, Peter. You really do. And it was a disappointing, disappointing loss for the Union.
The structure, you know, Danny's still, you know, the guys don't know, but he still have a shot in his knee. The doctors in the off-season took a pretty big chunk of meniscus. So, you know, when we started preseason, he didn't do anything until the first day. And, you know, we went from 0 to 100, you know, in pretty fast time. And, you know, still have questions. As I said, before Portland, he got the shot in his knee. And, you know, we've got to monitor the situation, making sure that, you know, it's not only he's ready to play, but he's going to be, you know, available for us and, you know, getting the performance that we all...
But really, I think the big question that we have to ask ourselves after this game is, does Peter Novak want to drive all of his talent out of Philadelphia? I mean, let's face it. We had to let Mondragon go this past offseason. He shipped out on pretty bad blood fan favorite Sebastian Ledeau and brought in some strikers from Central and South America that nobody had ever heard of. And now, apparently with no warning, he is benching Danny Califf, who has been a stalwart defender for the Union back line, and telling everybody that he's injured. And Danny Califf is quoted as saying that he was unaware that he was injured until he found out that he wasn't starting when he showed up to the stadium on game day. I don't really know what's going on with Peter Novak. He's making what seems to me to be very erratic and irrational decisions when it comes to who he's playing. And even when he does play people, the formations from week to week are radically different. And I really don't know why he's doing that. You know, the Philadelphia Union, when we played our best, we were playing a 4-4-2, and we had Latu and either Carlos Ruiz or Danny Muwanga up front with Latu. Now, Latu is gone, and at this point, I've accepted that. But I don't know why we need to play a 3-5-2, why we need to play, you know, whatever it was we played last week, why we'll play whatever it is we'll play next week that won't work. Because Novak, it seems to me, just likes to mess with people. And he just likes to constantly throw in new formations with new players that never have a chance to gel, which I think is why our offense has such a hard time scoring. I think if we would just go with the standard 4-4-2, and play the same people every week, I think we really would have a lot better of a shot at, you know, putting some points on the board and, you know, maybe possibly at least drawing a game. But I think right now, with all the new players and then every week telling them they have to play a new formation, I just really don't think that that's something that's going to work. And I really just hope that, you know, people, players at least, have criticized Novak before, and they tend to disappear. And he also has a habit of selling off, you know, players that the fans like. I mean, Jordan Harvey left last year, but, you know, that was kind of the first one. Nobody really knew what he was up to. We didn't really question it. And then Mondragon leaves in the offseason, then Latu. And now you're telling me that because of an injury that your captain wasn't aware that he had, you're going to bench him for the home opener? It seems a little fishy to me. And quite frankly, I hope that at his next press conference, Peter Novak can maybe explain himself a little bit better. Because right now, I don't really have a lot of patience for Peter Novak and this team. I mean, they were a Eastern Conference champion hopeful last year. I mean, they made the playoffs, and right now, they don't have any points, and they've allowed the most goals in the MLS. This is a bad start. And in my mind, Novak has run out of time. He needs 3 points from the next game, and it needs to be a convincing 3 points. And quite frankly, that's all that's really going to make me happy, and I think that's all that's really going to make other Union fans happy. And I hope for our sakes that we get it. But that's all we have for today, and thanks for listening. And if any big stories break, either with the selling of Danny Califf, which I'm sure will inevitably come this season, or if Peter Novak, you know, decides to explain himself and put out any more news, be sure to tune in, because we will bring it to you here. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Underground Philly.